98.1 KZE. This is Tasting Tuesdays, and I want to welcome with much pleasure Mary Julie Ocapa Bianco, who is the president of the board at the Shawangunk Wine Trail. It's such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you for coming in, Mary Julia.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. For me, I'm a wine drinker and a fan of wine for a long time. And so this is kind of personally exciting for me to have you in and to learn more about the Shawangunk Wine Trail. I've been very curious about it. Can you tell me a little of the history about it first? And then we'll talk about the special Earth Day event that's coming up later in April.
Sure, yeah. So the Wine Trail is a group of 13 wineries, some cideries who are working together to promote, you know, the industry and let people know that in Orange and Ulster County, we're making really serious craft beverages, great wines.
Mm-hmm.
We offer a passport program.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can buy a passport. And what that is essentially, like, you get a book and a map. And then when you're welcomed to the winery, you get a VIP tasting at a discounted price. And it's kind of a really nice way to curate visits around mm-hmm. the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these places are just wonderful places to spend the afternoon. You know, many of our wineries and the cideries have live music and family-friendly events.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps connect people, whether you're a local and you just, like, never had the reason to go, or you're coming in from out of town, with these often, like, family-run small businesses that are doing the really hard work of making great, great wine and cider.
So the Shawangunk Wine Trail essentially is like the administrator and coordinator of this winery, Hudson Valley, Catskills, what have you. I know this covers both Ulster and Orange counties.
Yes.
Okay. So you kind of like the overseer of the overall experience.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
And we're run by members. I'm a member representing City Winery. City Winery is on the Wine Trail, but we have a board with members from White Cliff and Quartz Rock. And, you know, we have a great group of people
yeah.
who are supporting each other, supporting local, encouraging people to think twice. It's not just Long Island or the Finger Lakes making great wine. We have award-winning wines and ciders and people who are working really hard to do sustainable winemaking,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, regenerative growing. It's
mm-hmm.
as much about, like, viticulture and keeping the Hudson Valley an agricultural center
mm-hmm.
as it is the wine for a lot of us.
Do you have a sense of how many wineries are in those two counties? And, like you said, how many are part of the trail?
There's 13 on the trail.
Okay.
But yeah, no, that's a great question.
Probably,
I would estimate
probably at least
40 plus, I would say.
Yeah, oh wow.
If you start thinking about, you know, Dutchess County, there's some great locations.
Okay.
And a lot of people are kind of restoring orchards and making cider.
Yeah,
yeah, Columbia County as well.
Yeah. So it's just a very rich area. Is it because of microclimates? And, you know, I know a little bit about wine, but I know some wines do especially well up in New York State because of that we have microclimates.
Yeah, so the microclimates and the Hudson River as, like, a mitigating factor for frost is part of it. But also we have really interesting conglomerates of soil, right? When you had, like, glacial movement or along the Shawangunk Ridge, you know,
sure.
you have clay in the soil, you have shale limestone sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, vines do better in kind of non-hospitable soil. You really get a more concentrated grape and sometimes more interesting flavors in, you know, like in soil that is rough, you know, like
mm-hmm.
mountainside
yeah.
soil. Yeah.
How the heck do you know so much about wine? Weren't you a school principal?
Yeah, I'm a former school administrator turned aspiring winemaker. I get to work in some
You're a wine
yeah.
professional.
Yeah.
You work at City Winery.
I learned alongside, like, some really dedicated people at these wineries. You know, they
yeah.
put their heart and their soul into it.
Yeah.
And it's part, you know, history, part romance. It's
yeah.
a lot of outdoor time, a lot of wine tasting. It's hard work.
Well, winemaking, you really have like a direct lineage. I mean, making wine goes back centuries, and there's so much history to it. And it's connected all the way up to, you know, to our region today. So there's,
yeah.
you know.
Brotherhood is the longest operating winery in the country.
And where's
that? Because during Prohibition, they actually were allowed to stay open making sacramental wines. So Brotherhood is on the southern part of the trail.
Oh, is that for like churches? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is on the southern part of the trail. And you can go there and have a really cool kind of historical perspective on winemaking also.
Okay. So there's, before we get to our tastings, you see, folks, I'm not an idiot. I know what I'm doing here with the Tasting Tuesdays. I'm very excited. Before we get to sampling some of the wares you brought, tell me about this upcoming Easter event that you've got on April 26th and 27th, you know, at the trail.
So we're doing an Earth Day tasting event, and on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th, we will have fresh bites to pair with our wines. We divide our 13 winery trail into a more reasonably sized 4 winery trail.
Oh, so that makes sense.
You pick the leg that you want to do.
Yeah.
It gives you a chance to, you know, relax and not race. We want people to savor and enjoy, but not overindulge.
Right.
So you pick the trail that you and your friends or your family want to explore. And the first location you go to, you check in, you get a glass. We're giving out some herbs to kind of inspire people to start their own garden this spring Earth Day.
Oh.
And then we're going to do paired bites that are like spring produce and small little pairings with our spring release wines.
Do people swallow, or are they encouraged to you know, you swoosh it around in your mouth, you get all the notes, and then you spit it out? That's typical, or not unusual, right? Oh, some drinking, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're working, right, if you're a professional, if you're doing winemaking, you want to stay fresh, and often you're tasting like 13 to 30 blends in a day.
Yeah.
So spitting is totally acceptable. I appreciate it because I think I can taste the wine for longer. But at these Earth Day events, people are having a nice time, you know. And each winery gives about 4 to 5 one-ounce pours. So you get to enjoy a bunch of wines, but it's really only a glass worth.
Right.
Yeah.
And, oh, right. Okay. So, and you know, but if you want to bring a designated driver, that's fine. But
yeah, we do have tickets for designated drivers at a reduced price. We love our designated drivers. Oh, usually there's mocktails or non-alcoholic wine for them. We really appreciate our drivers for sure.
Okay. People can, by the way, visit shawgunkwinetrail.com.
That's right.
You also have a presence on social media, notice, like on Instagram and Facebook, so people can find out everything there and get on the newsletter, so you find out all about the events and various things that are going on. Not only just to, right along those all the wineries and cideries, would you call it a cidery?
Yeah, we have Angry Orchard. Angry Orchard is a huge cider maker.
Taste one of these.
Yeah,
today.
We have one of those. We've brought one of Angry Orchard's heirloom varieties.
Oh, let's just go to that since you brought it up.
Yeah, they're doing great work bringing back apples that are kind of were historically New York cider apples that were slowly disappearing. So the Baldwin, what I brought today, is one of those. So I think you have a glass right there.
Okay, and we're speaking with Mary Giulio Capo Bianco, who is the president of the board of Shawgunk Wine Trail today. Okay, here we go. This is, again, Angry Orchard. The Baldwin, is that the variety? The
Baldwin
apple?
Is what the is apple Baldwin? Variety. It's a single variety.
Yeah.
Yep, and they are kind of like preserving and bringing back a lot of heirloom varieties. Mm. They do blends, but this is a single varietal. And people drink cider like they drink wine.
Sure.
You know, it pairs really, really nicely. When in doubt, the people at Angry Orchard said, think about pork and cider, apples, and great, great, great flavor. But anything you would pair, like a dry white wine,
it's very dry. It's dry, but not overly dry. You still have that subtle apple. There's definitely some apple in there.
Crispness to it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, really refreshing. Almost
a little minerally, or maybe if that's the right term. I don't know. It's very nice, though. This would be great with a pairing. I could see that.
Yeah. Angry Orchard does tastings and flights, and they do a great tour, too.
Where are they?
They're over in Montgomery, right off Albany Post Road.
So pretty close to City Winery.
Yeah.
Great. What else do we have?
I brought 2 wines from City Winery because I couldn't decide.
Okay.
One.
These are from City Winery?
Yeah.
So that's where you
City work. Winery brings all their grape to a historic mill on the Wallkill River in Montgomery. The first one I brought is a New York grape. It's the Gewürztraminer.
Ooh, I like a Gewürztraminer.
Yeah.
They're very floral, if I remember correctly.
Really aromatic, super pretty. I think this is a great appetizer wine. It's nice and cold. We do a cool stainless steel fermentation, and there's just like a hint of residual sugar. I would call this off dry. It pairs really well with spicy foods. So think about like a hot sugar, chicken wing or anything with a chili crisp. Delicious.
The sugar right from the wine soaks up the spice, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
right?
It cools your palate.
And it cools your palate. Likewise, the spice makes it less sweet tasting or fruit forward tasting, whatever you want to call it, right? So it kind of mellows out that. And so it sort of balances nicely if you have something a little on the sweeter side with a spicy food, right?
Yeah, City Winery, the style tends to be dry, but really, really fruit forward. So on these wines that sometimes people think, oh, I don't know, they're so sweet and cloying, like, you know, our Riesling and our Gewürztraminer are dry or off dry, but you really get like lychee and a beautiful mineral body.
Yeah, I didn't find this to be very overly floral by any stretch, not this one.
Cool.
Is it the Gewürztraminer that's supposedly floral typically?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. There's also the Gruner Veltliner, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one that maybe I'm confusing the two?
No, I mean, I think they're similar, right? They're they're cold climate whites. And
from
they
Germany
tend to have those really aromatic, maybe like some chamomile or some flowers. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I have now a really fun, really big Napa cab. So something cool.
How do you get a Napa cab if you're a winery in Montgomery, New York?
City Winery cares a lot about sustainability. We have a reverse model. Instead of making our wines in Napa and shipping them all around the world, we actually ship our grapes out, make our wines local, and sell about 70-75% of our wines on tap out of our restaurants. What you're tasting, what we decide to bottle, is really like the creme de la creme, right? This is like a very small number of barrels that we choose to. This was aged for 27 months in New French Oak. It's the Bettinelli Vineyard from Napa. Uh-huh. And this wine was just given all the love. It's called our Signature Series. And you can see this is actually a piece of artwork by Miles Davis.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, we play Miles Davis right here. Maybe I'll play some Miles Davis as we... transition out of the segment.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, Michael Dorf, the founder and owner of City Winery, is a huge music guy, deep music roots.
Right.
And we do a lot of live performances in the Hudson Valley. And when we find these really beautiful wines, they're offered as like an artist pairing.
I should reach out to Michael and invite him to do the come in. Not just to,
tasting
about,
with Michael's fun. He knows his stuff.
Tasting and just chatting about music and about what they're doing over there,
He's got some great stories.
They've got some great shows, I'm sure, coming up. Oh, yeah, I have no doubt.
Often he'll pop into some of the tasting events at Pier 57.
Oh, really?
Stories about Lou Reed, stories about Prince. Like, it's a fun time.
Are you saying that those guys were kind of colorful?
Colorful, and I think, maybe like a handful to... But the legend is Lou Reed is what inspired Michael Dorf to start making wines. He got him into really
high-quality
Pinots.
Oh, it's good to know. So even if it's a rumor, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Last but not least,
we had to bring this one.
Sure.
I have the 2022 award-winning Cabernet Franc from White Cliff. And White Cliff is an amazing vineyard and winery in the region. They're celebrating their 25th year in business this year with two locations, one up in Hudson and one in Gardner, right around the corner from me. This was the winner of the 2024 Best Hudson Valley Wine, period. Cab Franc does so well in this region. It really shines. It's a great... If you're new to New York or Hudson River region grapes, start with a Cab Franc. It's super special. What do you think?
I like it. It's not that full-bodied, actually. It's a little less than a cab, I thought.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong about that? Of course, I've been drinking a few different things here, but it's really nice. It's smooth. It has a... I don't know. It feels kind of well-balanced, It doesn't have the...
it's got great acidity. So
acidity.
Grapes from this region are going to be like a little lower in alcohol because of the lower temps and the shorter growing season, which for me is a huge advantage. I don't mind having like a lower alcohol wine. You can enjoy the second glass, one while you're cooking, one when you're eating. and great acidity. So it pairs so well with food and has like great aging capacity.
Do we leave anything out in terms of upcoming things? Or tell us, as we wind down, why don't you mention the passport again?
Yeah,
because
so the passport.
I think you may have started talking about that a little bit. But this is a way of really getting educated and just get the experience of what it is to have wineries up here in the Hudson Valley.
Yes. The Passport is a really cool program. It encourages you to explore all of our members' locations. You can buy the Passport starting in January, and it's honored through the end of June. And what you get a discount VIP tasting at each location. You get a stamp in your Passport. and, like, you know, we encourage you to go do a tasting, bring home a bottle, support local businesses. And our wineries love to see Wine Trail Passports come out because it means, you know, the work of community supporting each other is happening. And they're fun. And we do an Earth Day event every year, and then we do a holiday event every year. There's rumor maybe we're going to do a fall harvest event soon. That was something I think happened historically pre-COVID. Members are really working to bring back more events.
Well, please let me know whenever there's something you want to talk about in terms of an event coming up with the trail.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll do another one of these or what have you. I'd love to keep in touch with the Wine Trail about all things that are going on there. Oh, I feel so good. What's going on?
Some great tasting. That was great. Tuesday.
Mary Julia Capobianco. But you have a very nice Italian name, I must say.
I think the wine helps with all the vowels. It just rolls better.
It's very good. So again, visit shawagunkwinetrail.com for details about everything. This has been Tasting Tuesdays here on 98.1 KZE.